morning.
It's a good morning on Triad Today with Jeffrey Griffin.
News Talk Sports for the Triad WSJS. Will you take just a moment, like, share, and follow? We're on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at WSJS Triad Today. Misha James is with us. Good morning, Misha. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Now, Misha, your business card must be the size of a piece of poster paper, because here's what I got, Misha. All right. Misha is the director of Winston-Salem Trauma Resilient Communities and We Heal Together Initiative at Crossnorth Center for Trauma Resilient Communities. So, Misha, what does all that mean exactly? Get us up to speed.
All right. So, Crossnorth Community for Children is what we consider in Winston-Salem as a native to be the old children's home.
Sure.
And they are located across North Carolina. So we have a few sites, Western North Carolina and Winston-Salem. And so I, under Crossnorth, there is the Center for Trauma Resilient Communities, which helps offer tools to community members to deal with trauma. We are not mental health providers. However, we're offering tools that your mental health provider may offer, and an 8-module course over the course of 3 days that will help you be able to operate in organizations. But as I always say, you can't fully function and operate properly in organizations unless you know how to function as a person.
Sure. Now, that brings us to the We Heal Together Winston-Salem Initiative. Please tell us what that is.
So SAMHSA, the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration with the federal government, offered a RECAST grant to 7 entities or 7 groups, and we were one of those 7 groups. And along with Crossnorth CTRC, which is how we abbreviate Center for Trauma Resilient Communities, there's also Action for Equity, who works on the programmatic side, and Precise Futures, who deals with our research and data. And it is a 4-year, $4 million initiative that is spread amongst the 3 entities to work within East Winston-Salem. So we're working with youth ages 12 to 17, those who have faced traumatic experiences, and helping them learn how to heal so that when they get our age, they are better adults and able to cope better as adults. This initiative formed primarily after the George Floyd murder and learning about, inner city operations and how there has been violence and trying to get to the root cause of that violence and heal people from that violence.
And then to celebrate this We Heal Together Winston-Salem Initiative, there is a ribbon-cutting and community kickoff celebration coming up tomorrow. Misha, tell us where and when and who all can come.
So it is tomorrow from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. located at St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, which is at 5000 Noble Street in Northeast Winston-Salem.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love for all community members to join us. However, we are intentional about the East Winston-Salem community, wanting them to be more informed and aware of what we plan to be doing over the next now 3.5 years. And right now, we're looking at only about 15 more spots available for registration. That is because 5 to 8 p.m., that's air quotes, after the traditional work hours, so we wanted to make sure we were intentional about community, but we didn't forget about other people. So we're also going to have an event on April 9th at the same location from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. for those who are unable to come tomorrow.
Got it. And this is free and open to the public, right, for the celebration?
It is. It is. It is free. So you can expect to have DJ, food, a great meal that's going to be offered by Delicious Catering. We're also going to have a lot of giveaways. We want everybody that is in attendance to leave with something. So we are definitely making sure we are all about community.
This is a community-wide effort, folks, to build a trauma-informed Winston-Salem, supporting individuals, organizations, and communities so that we can recognize the long-term wounds of adversity and trauma and create a healing ecosystem that's grounded in science, learned in collaboration, and measured by outcomes. The celebration tomorrow at St. Stephen Missionary Baptist Church, tomorrow night, 5 to 8. Misha James, the director of the We Heal Together Winston-Salem Initiative. Misha, thanks so much. Well done. And we are eager to see how this is going to play out over the next 3.5 years. Hope you'll stay in touch and come back and talk with us again with regular updates.
Thank you. Can't wait to share more. Thank you for your support.
You're absolutely happy to be a part. That's great news. Great news.